Joining me right now is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's an Israeli scholar of Arab culture and a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. He's a former IDF military intelligence specializing in Syria, Arab political discourse, Arab mass media, Islamic groups, and Israeli Arabs. Dr. Kedar, how are you, firstly? And thank you.
Hola, hearing you makes everything much better.
Jeez, you're a keeper, hey? All right, hearing you makes everything much better, to be honest. You know, I saw the videos released by Hamas, the IDF, of Hamas taking these trucks. I'm sure that you've seen them already. With the masks and the AK-47s, and they're sitting there on these big 24-wheeler trucks riding it like they own it. And they've got these big pallets of food that is meant to go for the people of Gaza, and they're stealing it.
Yes.
And they're stealing it. And the world is blaming Israel. And it drives me crazy because it goes against everything. When I look at that, it is so evil. It is so evil, Dr. Kedar. How?
You're definitely right. It boggles our mind as well. But, you know, today there is a very large bad sentiment vis-a-vis Israel, vis-a-vis the war on Gaza, vis-a-vis the suffering of the people in Gaza Strip, no doubt. So this campaign of hunger in Gaza actually came in the right time, while the environment, I would say, is prepared for this. And this is why it was so easy to convince people who do not know the facts about this false allegation that people are hungry in Gaza, not on disease. They took a picture of a poor boy who is suffering from genetic problems. That's why he looks like in famine. There's no famine.
Yeah.
And they show his picture as if, by the way, I think he's treated in Israel. They're trying to save him.
So there's two. The one has gone to Italy, and the other one is being treated in Israel, because there were two. Because when these pictures came out in the media, of course, Israel launched an investigation, and that's why there's two different children.
So the world, it's very easy to deceive the world. It's so easy to con the world and to lie to the world, and the world buys all these lies. And now we have to pay the price for the lies of Hamas. Don't forget, they have mass media which are totally with them, like Al Jazeera and its likes in the Arab world. And even, look, channels like the Russia Today, BBC and others, who are run by Arabs, are, from to begin with, are identifying with Gaza against Israel before they open their mouth even. So this is why it is so hard to accept this situation. And don't forget that all the mass media in the whole world actually base their reports on Gaza on Hamas, because there is no other source of information in Gaza. This is why Hamas can tell the world whatever they like, and the world will believe, only because the world cannot check these facts at all.
Can you explain this to me? Are you a parent, Dr. Kedar? Do you have children?
Baruch Hashem, yes.
Thank
five
God.
Of them.
Thank God, okay. So I also have children.
And they are all married and have their own children.
Amazing.
And now their children are doing to them what they did to us.
What do you mean?
Waking them up during the nights.
It's calmer.
Fighting with each other.
Very
you
good.
Know.
Very good. But you know what?
We see and we enjoy.
But it's not forever. So we enjoy it while we can. But the question that I want to ask is this. If you were in a situation where there was no food, right? We learn it from our forefathers. We learn it from Yaakov, right? Yaakov Avinu, when there was no food,
of course.
What did he do? He took his children. He moved down to Egypt.
Egypt.
Right? Because there was a famine in the land. If there's no food in Gaza, why are the people of Gaza not going to places where there are food? Because in different parts of Gaza, there is food. Why are they not moving there?
Paula, just remind me another case.
Kathy.
Okay, just please remind me of another case where two countries are fighting each other while one is feeding the other. There was no such a situation anywhere in the world ever. It's the first case in history where there is a war between two sides and the world expects one side, means us, to feed and to drench the other side. This is unprecedented, the situation.
Why is
on one side we fight them, and you know what? Let me tell you something. They all call it humanitarian aid. Why don't they release the hostages, the Israeli hostages they hold, for humanitarian reasons? To hold somebody in a tunnel for over 600 days, isn't it some kind of humanitarian problem? Why does the world not demand that Hamas releases all these hostages before we have to feed them and to drench them? And this is what boggles our mind. Who says that we have to feed them? Why the heck should we feed them? They were launching against us missiles for years. They kidnapped 250 Israelis. They murdered and they raped and they beheaded over 1,000 Israelis in one day on October 7th. Do we owe them anything? Do we still owe them anything? This is the big question.
So why do you think that Israel is agreeing to give humanitarian aid? Why is it Israel's business? Why isn't Egypt being held responsible?
It started with the Biden administration, who had its own agenda against Israel with a big don't from the beginning, means don't retaliate. That's what they really meant. And we had a problem with all kinds of people. Unfortunately, we are not independent when it comes to ammunition and to weapons and spare parts for airplanes. So we had to listen to others and to obey the orders which came upon us from the American administration of Biden. Yet, Israel should know the limit when to stop this nonsense to feed and to drench our enemies who are still keeping at least 20 of our 20 hostages who are still alive and another 30 who are apparently not alive anymore. So this is the question. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Frankly, if this killer gang, Hamas, are leaving Gaza and they give back all the hostages, the war and the famine and all the suffering will finish in one day, in less than a day. Means the continuation of the suffering in Gaza is the result of what Hamas is doing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is the pure truth, the naked truth about the war in Gaza.
Dr. Mordechai Kedar, thank you once again for joining us. And if you missed it, Dr. Kedar is an Israeli scholar of Arab culture and a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. He's a former IDF military intelligence specializing in Syria, Arab political discourse, Arab mass media, Islamic groups, and Israeli Arabs.